Happy Friday, Kathy.
Happy Friday, Michelle. How are you doing on this fine, cold Friday?
So cold. There was snow on the ground this morning. Looking out my window, it looks like it's gone now, but I just boosted the heat in my condo a little bit, and I ordered a heated mattress cover.
Did you?
It's
Ooh.
supposed to arrive on Monday, and it's Wi-Fi enabled. So if I'm watching TV in the living room, I could heat up the bed before I go get in it. So the cold, I want to be like Elsa. I want to say the cold does never bothered me anyway. But the truth of the matter is I live in the north where I shouldn't because the cold bothers me all the
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That makes so much more sense than a heated blanket because heat rises, right? So a heated mattress cover, I'm gonna have to investigate this. This sounds amazing. Although in Texas, I will use it probably like 1 or 2 months. Well, maybe 3 or 4 months. It's not, even though I'm in the south, our houses here are not designed to stay warm. They're designed to stay cool and to shed heat, and that's what we're doing is just shedding heat, and the heat vents are all on the ceiling, so my feet are just always cold, but it's warm like 5 feet above me. Just
Well, I live in Rochester, New York, and my heat vents are on the ceiling too, which makes
really?
zero
That
sense.
makes no
Zero
sense
sense.
whatsoever. Oh
And
my
because it's a
gosh.
condo, there's no basement, so it literally sits on a cement pad. So, and I have no carpet. So, I mean, I have an area rug here or there, but I walk around on laminate floor, so I have to have slippers because otherwise
Yeah.
your feet will freeze, right? So, I mean, we find ways to make it work. I mean, I have good windows, like there's no breezes through the windows. Everything is good that way. It's just my bedroom is the only room that it has exposure on two walls to the outside.
Yeah.
And they didn't insulate the closets in this place. So, and it's a walk-in closet right off the bedroom. So I have to get that door closed, which is fine. But the bedroom, I keep the door closed to the bedroom because I don't want my cats in there. Like I need a cat-free room, right?
Yeah,
I need to sleep without cats going, "Hey, wake up, I want to eat." So I will at night like walk down the hallway, open that door, and it's like stepping into the cold storage because it's like 10 degrees cooler in the bedroom than any place else. So, we talked about the Thanksgiving, US Thanksgiving's next week. We
it
talked
is
about gratitude.
Thanksgiving this.
I am grateful that I could order a heated mattress pad so that by Thanksgiving next week, I will have that sucker on my bed and I will be able to, the thing is, even with electric blankets, I would turn them on and then turn them off before I go to sleep. Otherwise, you wake up sweating, right? You just need
Right.
to take the chill out of the mattress and then you can
Nice.
sleep. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
I
thankful for
don't.
Amazon Prime that delivers me all the things I want.
Oh, me too. I am living on Amazon these days because it's just, it takes so much effort to get out. I have to make sure everything's okay or like sneak out early in the morning before my husband's awake so he doesn't need anything because it, if he rolls around and rolls out of bed, I need to be here as much as I can. So yeah, I've been living on Amazon and very thankful for the world we live in now where I can order anything I want and it arrives on my doorstep. It's wonderful.
Yes. I, we've talked before. I think most people know that I have disability, and it's a mobility disability. So I can toddle around, limp around my condo just fine and all. But if I'm in the living room, I don't want to run to the bedroom to grab something and run back. I get out of breath. My knees are killing me. Back, so it's that kind of thing. So
Yeah.
I'm super grateful for everything that AI and technology makes for your home to make it much easier to live. Like I can walk into a room and say the word that she shall who shall not be named, otherwise things actually start to happen. Turn on the lights and the lights turn on. I can say set the thermostat too, and she'll set the thermostat for me because I have a smart thermostat. I can open my front door. I can unlock my front door from my phone. I'll be able to heat my bed from my phone. Like all these different things that I can do.
Yeah.
But I'm also a little spoiled because like the living room and the bathroom are not like special lights. So like I walk into the I'm sorry, the kitchen. The living room is. I walk into the kitchen and I start to go, no, she can't turn on the lights in my kitchen. I actually have to flip a switch. Yeah. First world problem. Yeah. I do understand. The switch is right there. I walk right past it. But it's nice. So, or just being able to ask the device, like, what's the weather today? I don't have to get up, like, or if I really want to see what it's like outside, but I don't want to get out from under the covers, I open my Ring doorbell cam and I look and see what's happening in my own front yard. So spoiled.
So nice.
But
so nice.
It does. It makes life easier for sure.
Yeah, totally. The ability to just give you something that you can manage right on your device. It's like right there. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything. It's like, and they keep making them. It's, you know, it's not like these incremental leaps anymore, but it's just like they keep adding more and more features that makes just living life easier. And
so much.
Yeah. Do you find like your, like when it first started, like with, you know, she who will not be named, like sometimes it just didn't get you, but I feel like it's getting better. Yeah. Do you feel like that too? Like it's understanding you more?
Yes. The funny thing is, like, television programs that will have that word, you know, if you're wondering what we're saying, it's Alexa. I have one on my desk. I can't say the word. Television programs will say that word and it doesn't pick it up. So I don't know like how they program that, but somehow they figured out not to have that. But TikTok does. So I'll be like in my room at night, like trying to go to sleep and trying to like wind down, and I'll be watching TikTok and somebody will be like, Alexa, blah, 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 blah. And mine will start to talk to me like, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. And sometimes it scares the shit out of me. I'm sorry, the scares the compost out of me. But seriously, it is a blessing. It's, I'm sure it is a little scary. I know they're always listening. There's security, blah, blah, blah. I don't think of myself as somebody that really has to worry too much about. Yes, identity theft is real, Jim. I totally get that. You know, all of those things. But I'm not as worried as some other people are.
Yeah. I kind of, you know, in terms of like that whole question, because obviously living in the security world as long as I have, the whole idea of privacy, like when it first started like becoming this big deal, I was like very vigilant. I'm still pretty vigilant about like my online identity and passwords and how accounts that I have, you know, like going back to accounts that I had like 10 years ago and making sure that they have like strong passwords. Cause back then I'm pretty sure like my dead dog's name was probably a password at some point. But now I kind of look at everything that's happening in the world and it's like, okay, there's not much I can do about privacy, but you know what? The flip side of it is a lot of the, I guess, people in control or people who are in a more privileged space who can push a button and, you know, change laws and do those types of things. Those people have to live under these privacy, I don't want to say violations, but these, the lessened privacy concerns, as well. Yeah. So I feel like in some ways, this whole shift to a non-private world is leveling the playing field in a lot of way, and things that used to be done behind closed doors, there are no more closed doors.
Yeah.
You know, you have to imagine that anybody can be listening and that there's, you know, vulnerabilities in your phone that it's in their phone too, you know, that that people can. So everybody's got to sort of be on that hypervigilant protecting their identity, but so do they. They don't get to do things that are in not the best interest of the people they represent type of thing. So I'm kind of like, all right, let's see how this goes. No more secrets, no more lies. Everybody just does things above board and no more backroom deals.
We live in
this
the open.
Be fun. Everybody's got to, if I've got to live in the open, hey, everybody else does too. So let's get to some authenticity and see what happens there. It's an interesting experiment.
Yeah, it really is. And socially, it's an interesting experiment. Like, it's okay. But it's, it is definitely, I agree with you. It's interesting to watch. I remember as a kid reading comic books. And one of the comic books, I think it was Richie Rich, to be honest. I was at the dentist office reading Richie Rich comic books in the waiting room. And Richie decided he was going to call somebody and he used his TV phone. And I remember thinking, wouldn't it be so cool if you could actually call people and see them while you were talking to them? That's hysterical. Like, it, to me, it was like, ha, 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 that would never happen. And then, like, not only do we have Zoom now, but, like, I have FaceTime on my phone. Like, I can call my mom and see how she's doing. Now, if you're listening and not watching, you'll have to imagine this. While I'm talking to my mother on FaceTime, she has this thing where her phone starts to, like, she likes to, it starts to lay flatter. And so I start to see less and less of her face. And eventually I'm just talking to the top of her head. And I'm like, Mom, fix the phone.
is
But
so
yeah.
funny.
But the fact that we can, FaceTime people and, Zoom call and Skype. Remember Skype? It was the original, I think. I mean, there's just, we've come a long way. And, I am truly grateful for the fact that I have a very, talk about remote work. I have a very remote family. So I have, my brothers and, well, three of my four brothers are in Oklahoma City. My sister's in Kentucky, and I have aunts and uncles literally all around the world. And we can get on a Zoom call and discuss things. When we were planning my dad's funeral, we were Zooming with the pastor. We've had Zoom calls with the attorney to try to get everything going, which is, by the way, a nightmare. We won't even talk about that. But all of that is possible because we can literally be in the same electronic room, I guess, whatever we want to call it, right? And be able to see each other. I've attended meetings for outside of work, like all of these different things, WordFest, and for 2 years of 2 or 3 years almost of WordCamps, all online, and being able to stay connected that way. So it's a blessing and a curse because sometimes like, oh, one more Zoom call, but at the same time, it's just made us so much easier to connect and communicate with one another.
I'm with you on that. I mean, well, you and I've been on online for a really long time, and I remember the old days of just like meeting so many people. Like I was like an old life journaler. Like I have an old life journal, and so I've got like friends that I've met that I've known for like ever because of journaling online and stuff, and we'd all like share like everything, right? Back then it was like, oh, it's just on live journal. It's all locked down to this particular friend group and everything. And the friendships that have transpired. And then now with these types of meetings where we can actually, see each other, and it enriches my life, especially now where I'm like less, I used to be traveling all over the place, going to WordCamps all at like, same with you, going to WordCamps every single month, sometimes a couple of them in a month, and just traveling the world, meeting everybody using WordPress. And now it's, I can't do that like I used to. And a lot of us haven't been able to do that over the last couple of years. And to be able to have technologies that allow us to stay connected and to make connections, there's plenty of people that I've met in WordPress that I've never met in real life, but we talk every week. We'll send a Twitter DM and say, hey, you got some time to catch up, and we'll just catch up and have some conversations. And what are you dealing with, and we'll talk about, sometimes we'll talk shop, but a lot of times we're talking about what's going on in our lives. But yeah, we talk shop a lot, like, hey, how's your PHP 8 migration going? Oh, really? Oh, well, I tried this, and what about this plugin? And just like, being able to have those kinds of connections to make everything, you don't have to do it all by yourself anymore. And to have these kinds of connections, I'm really grateful for it.
Me
And
too.
yeah, it's cool. I'm all about the remote work. If so anybody tells me I have to go back to an office, it'll be like, yeah, no.
Exactly. Which
I'm staying home.
brings me to Twitter. It's a
Oh.
show. I'm a
There we go.
compost show on Twitter. That's never going to be not funny to me, by the way. Compost. I was thinking, you did that beautiful film Open. I think, you should do a documentary style film on Twitter and just call it Closed.
Mine is. Oh my gosh, how many people have been let go from Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, we can laugh at the compost show that it is, but real lives are being affected, and yeah, I mean, I'm a life who's affected, but not in the same way, right? So we use it, but the people whose livelihoods are derived from it, just at the whim of somebody who just makes unilateral decisions one day and changes in the next and everything, it's that kind of volatility is really scary, and I'm grateful that I don't work at Twitter.
Well, I have a soapbox moment about how businesses need to take care of people, because really it's not about your bottom line. If you take care of your people and you take care of the people who work for you, your customers, they're people. It's all about people. So put people first. How do you make people's lives better by the work that you do, by the decisions that you make? I mean, I have to believe that in the grand scheme of things, that there is some kind of balance that has to happen. They call it karma. And I hear she's a little bit of a bitch.
I've heard that too.
She's one of my friends. I like her,
Yes,
but she
yes.
can be quite the bitch.
Yeah, and she is a fair weather friend because she has bit me before too.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
Same.
no,
Yeah.
yeah.
But
It was,
there will be balance. Every time,
yes.
this sounds terrible, but every time I have to deal with something, with the husband's stroke, and it's like something I don't want to do, or like I'm too tired, I just like, here you go, karma. I'm expecting payment. If I have to deal with this,
There's supposed to be
and I'm
balance.
happy to deal.
I'm waiting for the
I am waiting for the ice cream, because sometimes I'm dealing with some actual compost at times,
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm just hoping that it gets balanced well. I mean, and so I obviously I surrender to the service that universe and
Yes.
God and marriage has asked me to do. There are decisions I could make to say, there are nursing homes for this kind of thing. I can't live with that myself personally, so I've made the decision, but I do sort of like say every once in a while, karma.
Yeah.
I know it
Yes,
goes
do
both ways. So.
work the good magic today, Karma, please. Be the
Somehow,
sweetheart, not the
please. Exactly. I'll buy you dog toys.
bitch. I love it. Love it. Maybe Karma just wants ice cream too.
Could very well be. Could I just
Yeah.
take karma for a ride through In and Out and get like a Scooby snack?
I was gonna say, go to Starbucks and get
A pup cup, yes, a puppuccino.
Karma
Anything. Karma. What does karma want for Christmas this year?
That's a
I'm
good question.
shopping.
If you figure it out, please let me know.
Exactly. Yeah, and if you're watching or listening and you know what karma wants for Christmas, we need to know.
Please inform
Yeah.
us. We will be happy to contribute to the Karma Christmas fund.
Yes, definitely.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
Well,
my gosh.
as we do, we as you're now listening or watching this, we have entered into Thanksgiving week here in the United States anyway. And I know I do speak for both me and Kathy. I didn't ask her first, but I'm going to speak for her anyway to say that we are grateful to the people in our lives, whether you listen to our podcast, watch our podcast, whether you support us in other ways and just give us the time and the space to accomplish the things that we do. I do have gratitude for sure for all of you. And at the top of that list, Kathy, I'm just super grateful that we get to do projects together and that we are in each other's lives.
Same. I don't know what else to say. That is a huge
I
breath.
took it off.
You've blessed me. So thank you. Thank you. You've
Likewise.
blessed. I can't even tell you how many times you have blessed me in my life. So I am extremely grateful for you. I know I'm
Yeah.
not alone. I know there's many
Yeah.
people who look to you as a leader, as a support, and just as a great friend with a wonderful heart. So
Oh,
thank
well,
you.
likewise. I know that that works for both of us. So thank you. And we are recording next week. We've already decided that it may be Black Friday. We have to work. So we're going to record anyway. So you're not even going to miss a week. So we hope you're grateful for that too. But we will see you next week when the topic is whatever we decide.
Perfect.
Bye.
Bye.